We are pleased to have our Nike player of the game, Ryan Mogul, with us. You hear us okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, fantastic. Well, congratulations. Outstanding weekend. I know you guys had a long road trip, but you come home and get two victories. 10 points, a career-high 8 assists for you to go with 4 boards, 2 steals in 33 minutes of work. Overall, a very well-rounded game. How are you feeling about coming back home, getting a couple of wins now?
I think it was good for us, and I think it's just kind of us coming together a couple games in, and you know, things are starting to click. I think the 8 assists just shows that. You have people running the floor, people knocking down shots and getting to the right spots, and it's a testament to how we're coming together as a team.
Different role now for you after kind of, you know, seeing Emmy and the crew kind of run the show for the last couple of years, being a reserve, a bench player. You're stepping in now to being the floor general. How much did you learn and how much do you continue to draw from Emmy Shearer and others that you played with for the first couple of years?
I think this is a program where everybody's really close, and the older players do a really good job of mentoring the younger ones as you go. So, I mean, we run a lot of sets and kind of have certain things that carry over from year to year. And I think because of the good leadership I had for 2 years and kind of those girls sticking around, it makes it a lot easier and a smoother transition for me.
Well, I thought the two games here, they were fairly similar for you guys. You made nice runs kind of end of the first quarter, into the second quarter, got yourself a double-digit lead. And when you guys are able to get a bigger cushion, it really allows the defense to take hold, and you put that scoreboard pressure on your opponents.
Yeah.
chatting here with Ryan Mogul. As far as some of the newer players, you know, the freshman, unfortunately for Aubrey, she, you know, now is going to have to rehab the knee injury. But Julia Dalen has been a nice presence for you, that post presence. Boy, her game, and she's just starting to scratch the surface. How impressed have you guys been by what Julia's been able to do so far?
I think Julia is a very unique player. She's really strong. She's coming along and kind of finding her place within our offense. Like I said, we have a very unique style of offense, and so it can take younger players especially a little bit of time to kind of find their rhythm. But you can see game after game, she's getting a little closer, and we're kind of learning how to play off of her, and just super fun to play with in general.
And then the other freshman, Bryn Smith, was not a traditional point guard in high school. She was a two-guard, scored over 2,000 points. She can fill it up in the transition. How have you helped her? She had 4 assists today, even though she didn't score much. So getting more comfortable in that, what's that transition like, especially going from high school to the Division I level?
I think it's kind of similar to what I had, where I try to do my best to help her along and to give her the little pointers that the older girls gave me as I was coming up. Like I said, even if you are a point guard, this program is super unique in what we run, and it can be difficult. But once you kind of find it and figure it out, it's really fun. So I think, like I said, I just try to help her in any way I can.
Well, a lot more fun getting some victories here at home. What did you guys kind of find yourself? You were on the road. One, you were away from home for a long time, L.A. and then Hawaii. It's never bad to be in Hawaii, but unfortunately, some illness, some injuries. You didn't have full squads there for games. But what did you guys kind of realize and maybe galvanize a little bit more when you got back, started practicing again leading into this tournament?
Well, obviously, like you said, long road stretch and really good teams that we were playing. And I think each game is just kind of giving us something that we can work on. And so, you know, whatever it is, whatever the outcome is, we kind of pinpoint what is it that we need to focus on in practice this week. And we've been doing our best as players to really come and be engaged and kind of get what we can out of those things that the coaches are bringing to us. And I think you can see that each game is just a little bit better. And yeah.
Well, it was certainly a lot better here in this weekend. And now you get a full week one. I think I heard, don't quote me on this, I think you get an entire day off tomorrow.
Yep, we do.
You need it.
Yes.
But then you have a very difficult opponent coming in. BYU will come in. Now they're in the Big 12. But very familiar, having been in the West Coast Conference for a number of years. What do you guys need to focus on here in the next week to be ready for them?
I think, like you said, it's a whole week to just kind of, we'll take that day off tomorrow and see what the coaches come back with. You know, whatever it is, we're going to spend the whole week working on it and coming in working hard. But yeah.
Well, hey, hopefully I see the tape. So hopefully that's just something that's a little annoying, but nothing serious. So able to play through it. Look great out there. Again, a career high 8 assists to go with 10 points. Ryan Mogul, our Nike player of the game. Thank you so much for coming back out and talking to the folks on their way home. We wish you a great week and can't wait to see you back out here on Saturday against BYU.
Yeah, thanks for having me.